With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump returned today to his New York civil business fraud trial again. Mr. Trump himself scheduled to take the stand on Monday for a second time. The Republican 2024 presidential frontrunner is devoting a lot of attention to the New York case and says expert testimony will show his business did nothing wrong.
We have an expert witness, one of the great experts in the country, and I hope you'll all be able to listen to him, but it'll just be another day. If you look at the case, we did nothing wrong. There were no victims.
State Attorney General Letitia James sued accuses Mr. Trump, his company, and some executives of misleading banks and insurers by giving them financial statements with inflated asset values. Also at SRNnews.com, a Texas judge has given a pregnant woman whose fetus had a fatal diagnosis permission to get an abortion in an unprecedented challenge to the state's ban that took effect after Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. It was unclear how quickly or whether Kate Cox, a 31-year-old mother of two in the Dallas area, will be able to obtain an abortion. U.S. applications for jobless benefits ticked up last week. Jeremy House has more.
While applications increased, the Labor Department reports the overall number of people in the U.S. collecting unemployment benefits fell after hitting its highest level in 2 years last week. Unemployment benefits claims rose by 1,000 to 220,000 for the week ending December 2nd. About 1.86 million were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended November 25th, 64,000 fewer than the previous week.
Correspondent Jeremy House. This is SRN News. Some university presidents have an interesting concept of free speech.
It made headlines this week when the heads of Harvard, MIT, and Penn appeared before Congress and stated that if a student called for the murder of all Jews, that would be protected speech and would not be punished by their schools. The irony is the cavalcade of lawsuits filed against America's universities every year on behalf of Christian students who are punished for such statements as homosexuality is a sin or a man cannot become a woman. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new guide from the Department of Homeland Security aims to help churches, synagogues, mosques, and other houses of worship protect themselves during heightened tensions in faith-based communities across the country. A DHS official says the guidance has been in the works for months in response to concerns from various faiths about how to protect themselves. This is SRN News. As the Israel-Hamas war rages on, eyewitness accounts of the sexual violence enacted by Hamas-led terrorists has been brought to light.
The media front in the war between Israel and the Iranian proxy Hamas has taken a turn after the terrorist organization's sadistic use of sexual torture became known. Atrocities carried out by Hamas during the October 7th invasion of Israeli border communities near Gaza was the initial attention getter. People learned of the deaths of more than 1,200 Jews and others. That soon gave way to a global focus on humanitarian aid for the Palestinians. But when torture and the weaponization of deviant sexual torture became known, interest around the globe peaked in the horror of the disclosures. Reported were starvation, beatings, rape, burning identifications into children's arms with hot exhaust pipes. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.